let's go. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. I'm unstoppable, touch the sky. Level up, yeah, this is the fight. Feel the rush, can't kill the stride. Eyes ahead, I'm moving strong. This is the anthem, let's sing along. Level up, don't look back, let's go. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. I'm unstoppable, touch the sky.
So up next we have a dear friend, Rebecca Whitman, and Rebecca is an international best-selling author and host of the Top 1% podcast called Balanced, Beautiful and Abundant. Her philosophy divides life into 7 pillars of abundance, and she coaches people to achieve alignment within 7 areas so they can experience a life of joy and freedom. USA Today rated her in the top 5 entrepreneurs to watch in 2024, and today she's going to be training you on the 7 pillars of abundance. So without further ado, Rebecca, how are you today?
Hi, Rose. I'm doing great. It's so great to be here and to be the last speaker. I heard from your producer that the summit has been absolutely amazing. So congratulations.
All thanks to like all of you. I love that you're all like ending you on abundance after Tiffany just like cleared all those energy blocks. And like, I just want to give a little testimonial here, because sometimes I think I used to go to these, there used to be a part within me that was very skeptical, especially at events like this. And the thing is, like, knowing Rebecca, she walks the walk. Like, the things that she is saying are 100% true. I've actually never seen anyone live in more joy and freedom and abundance. So she truly does what she's about to train you in. So I recommend like really listening to what she's about to share with you. Rebecca, the stage is yours.
Thank you so much. And Rose is just an amazing friend and such a leader in the space of transformation and women's empowerment. And when I found out she was doing this topic, how to have a business you love without burnout, I was like, yes, this is exactly what I teach. So I wanted just to tell you guys a little bit about my background. I moved to LA about 20 years ago to be a famous actress. That's what I thought I wanted to do. It was my childhood dream. And although I had small parts on big shows like Friends, CSI, 24, The District, The Practice, ER, I never quite got that big break. And I was an extra. And while I was doing that, I found a children's acting school that I loved working for. What I loved the most about it was the schedule, because when the kids were off at school, I was studying with great thought leaders. People like Michael Beckwith, Esther Hicks, Louise Hay, Marianne Williamson, Wayne Dyer. So I've been studying the law of attraction for many, many years, and I applied it very well to my career, to my health. I didn't apply it very well to my love life, and I married someone who was emotionally abusive, narcissistic, and it was very depressing and sad, and it almost broke me, but it didn't. And as my marriage was dissolving, my dad was slowly declining back in Cincinnati, where I'm from. And in our last conversation, he said, Rebecca, I think you should write a book. The way you're living life is like you're on vacation, and I think you should write a book. So my dad ended up, his funeral was on a Wednesday. My divorce was finalized on a Friday. And a few months later, I was sitting across the desk from my financial planner. And he said, Rebecca, you've lost your dad, you've lost your marriage, but you're having your best fiscal year ever. You're actually a millionaire. And I think you should write a book to empower women to be resilient. So I looked at my life and I looked at what was working. And there were 7 pillars of my life. And the romantic part was obviously, you know, in a breakdown because I was getting a divorce, but all the other ones were good and they carried me through. So I decided to write a book called How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time. and in the book, and stick around because you guys are going to get a digital copy of the book and a couple other awesome free gifts. But in the book, you are, I divide life into these 7 pillars of abundance. And each chapter is going to do a deep dive into what we're talking about today on how to get each area of your life to a level 10. So what happened was I applied this to my own life. I ended up manifesting my soulmate. And now I teach women how to go from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant by having a life of alignment, not the hustle and grind. So it's all about having a 360-degree life in these 7 areas. So what we're going to go over today are the 7 pillars of abundance. And I'm going to give you some tips, tools, and strategies to get each area of abundance to a level 10. So the first area is spirituality. And let me just go over the first 7 so you know what we're working with, all 7. Spirituality, fitness. If someone could write this in the chat, that would be amazing. Someone could do that for me and support me. Spirituality is 1. Fitness is 2. Emotions are 3. Romance is 4. Mental is 5. Social is 6. Finances are 7. So this is what we're going to be doing a deep dive and double click into each one. Now, when most people think of living a balanced, beautiful, and abundant life, they're like, okay, I'm just going to make a ton of money and I'll have enough money to hire a personal trainer. I'll look really hot. I'll attract my soulmate and we'll go on spiritual retreats and socialize with other couples and be happy. But that is not how it worked for me. I went through each of these pillars in the order that they are in order to have the life I have now. And Rose is right. I mean, I'm human. I have my down days, but most of the time I am truly living a life of joy and freedom. And I'm so grateful, just so grateful that I was able to discover these pillars. So the first pillar is spirituality. And I know you've all heard this, but I'm a huge believer in having a morning practice. A morning practice really sets you up for success. And they have studied highly productive, happy people, and they all journal. So I really believe that the magic is in the writing and God comes through, or whatever you believe in, the universe comes through your pen. So I have, that's one of your other gifts. I'm giving you guys lots of little hints. But when I was 19 years old, I found myself in a 12-step meeting and I met a woman named Janet, who I think was an angel. And she gave me this format of journaling. These journal prompts have totally sculpted my soul. They took my thinking from negative, fear-based thinking to positive, love-based thinking. And one of your 4 gifts that I'm giving you guys is to get this these journal prompts, because they changed my life. So I'm a huge believer in journal, meditate, affirmations, whatever you need to set your home up. Have a cozy little corner. I have a cozy little corner of the house with my crystals and candle and my spirituality books and all the stuff. Make that area your sacred space. And touch that area every day. I don't care if it's 5 minutes or 50 minutes. Just know that you have this sacred area that is where you connect to the divine. That's the first pillar. The second pillar is fitness. Now, I believe in body before business. I'm actually doing this talk at my tennis club because I wanted to do everything. I wanted to do all 7 pillars of abundance. So I got my tennis game in. And now I'm doing my business. So I am here at the tennis club. So if it's noisy in the background, hopefully it's not. Zoom has really good cancellation of the noise. So body before business, plan your day around your fitness and find something that you can do consistently. If you're not like a CrossFit or a boot camp person, then don't do that. If you just want to walk in nature and listen to podcasts, by the way, Tiffany Cano, the last speaker, and Rose, they've both been on my podcast, The Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. You guys would love it. It's all about overcoming burnout. You can check it out on Apple or Spotify. Just look it up under my name. You can listen to podcasts and walk. You can do yoga, whatever it is that you can do consistently 3 to 5 days a week. So for fitness, I believe in H&M, not the discount chain, but hydrate, nutritional supplements, movement / meditation. And I'll also add sleep. So hydrate, drink half your weight in ounces of water, nutrition, find a good nutritionist or someone who can help you get some supplements, because no matter how clean we eat, we all need help with that area. That's something that I also love to do for my clients. I'm a certified health coach. The third thing is movement, which we just talked about, and meditation. The S is sleep. Everybody needs more sleep than they're probably getting. They say 7 to 9 hours of sleep is good. If you have a trackable Apple Watch or Fitbit, anything to track your sleep, it's amazing when you start tracking your sleep. What you track, you can change. So now we're moving on to the third pillar, which is emotions. And I know A Course in Miracles says every emotion comes from fear or love. I like to say every emotion comes from scarcity or abundance. So how you are talking to yourself is a real telltale sign. Are you saying, I'm so tired, I don't have enough time, there's not enough money, there's not enough clients, there's not enough, you know, available single people, whatever it is, I'm always late, whatever you're saying to yourself, is it scarcity or abundance? So you want to switch it from scarcity to abundance. And there's something called the 4 A's of transformation. That's a whole nother talk. I'm just going to go through those very quickly. The first A is awareness, that you do have a scarcity conversation. The second A is acceptance, not to judge yourself and say, I've gone to all Rose's summits, I shouldn't be having the scarcity conversation. Don't judge it, accept it. It's part of being human to sometimes have fear-based thinking. The third A is to affirm whatever you're thinking, affirm the opposite. So if you're thinking there's not enough available single people out there, just say, I love all the wonderful dates I'm going on. I have so many choices of great partners. And then the fourth A is contrary action. So if we're talking about love, go on one date a week, one date a month, whatever it is, do the action opposite of what your fear-based thinking is telling you. So that's the 4 A's of change, 4 A's of transformation. Okay, that is emotion. You want to go from the fear channel to the love channel. And the fastest way to go from fear to love is through gratitude. So what can you appreciate? What can you be grateful for? After emotion is romance. And romance is going to affect every area of your life. All of them are like spokes on a bicycle wheel. But romantically, your energy is really merged with someone. And you want to make sure that person is giving you energy. I don't believe a partner can have neutral energy. They're either supporting you and lifting you up and cheering you on, or they are draining your energy and detracting from your goals and dreams. So I encourage my clients, if you don't have a partner who's cheering you on and high-fiving you and hip-bumping you, bye-bye. It's not worth it. It's going to be too hard to achieve what you want to achieve and to achieve a business you love without burning out if you have a neutral or negative partner. But in my mind, neutrality and negativity are exactly the same thing. The next pillar of abundance after romance is mental. And that's what you guys are all doing here. Like, congratulations, you guys. Only 5% of people who graduate from college do any continuing education at all. So you guys are in the top 5% of people because you're willing to invest time and energy in your personal growth and unfoldment. So you guys are all awesome just for being here, and you're working on your mental pillar. But mental can be learning a new skill. It could be even learning a new recipe. It could be travel. It could be creativity. It can be listening to YouTube or Audible or podcasts or any of the things that grow your mind and get you thinking, because your mind is like a muscle and you want to keep growing and thinking. I like to say, if you only grow and improve 1% every day at the end of the year, that's 365% improvement. That's a big improvement. So everybody here has a growth mindset, and we want to just keep working on the mental pillar. And that's why we're all here doing this work. The next one, social, is what we're also doing here. Community builds immunity. And we are in a recession of loneliness. We're in a recession of humanity and trust. People are at home hiding behind their technology and they are lonely. They're working from home. They're ordering food in. They're not going to restaurants. They're doing everything by themselves at home. People want community. People want events like the one that Rose did, this amazing event. People want to go out with people. So I encourage you guys, whether it's live or virtual, be a part of community, be a part of events, go to concerts and classes and workshops and webinars and retreats, because the energy that you feel when you're with like-minded people who have similar goals and values, it's just indescribable. You don't have to do it alone. There are so many great coaches here like myself and the many other women who would love to support you and hold your hand as you walk toward your goals and dreams. So you don't have to do it alone anymore. The seventh pillar is financial. And financial is what people think of when they think of abundance, but that's just one area. And in my experience, when I had everything else in alignment, the finances came and then I became magnetic. So I call myself the Magnetic Abundance Mentor because I teach women to create abundance through their feminine energy, which is receiving and attracting. And it's not masculine energy. So we don't chase, we don't push energy, we don't convince. That's what leads to burnout. That's what's exhausting. We try to do it like men do it, and we end up with cortisol and a dysregulated nervous system. And some people even get sick and even die trying to do it the masculine way. So when we are aligned in these seven areas, we become magnetic and we become an attractor to everything that we want. Rose asked me to be in the summit. I didn't go out and get her. I magnetized this opportunity to talk to all of you beautiful souls today. You want to be calm and in alignment in these areas and you will magnetize. I like to teach women to create a six-figure side hustle. I believe in multiple streams of income. I believe everyone should have like 3 to 10 streams of income. I know it sounds crazy. How do you not burn out? It's really simple. Remember in school when we had those 5-ring binders and each subject had homework and assignments and lectures, we were able to keep it straight. That's me. I like to stay very multi-passionate. Maybe if you even had just 2 streams of income, it would give your life dimension. So if you don't have enough income coming from your own business to quit your job, keep your job. You'll have your insurance, you'll have your security, and you'll have extra money to invest in coaching, in systems like we're all sharing today, and create a 6-figure side hustle. That's one of my signature programs. So those are the 7 pillars of abundance. I am now open for any questions from Rose or any of the participants on any of the 7 pillars of abundance or anything else that I mentioned.
Amazing. And you also have, I said earlier, Rebecca, I feel like a pirate with like a treasure trove, like full of like gold. And I did one of these events before and I calculated what the value was of all the free gifts and it was $47,000 worth. So I know that you have a gift bundle for this audience. Can you share what it is, what it'll do for them? We're going to share it here in the Zoom chat. And then on Facebook Live, just refresh the video. You'll see it pop up.
Well, I'm all about abundance. So one gift is not enough. I have 4 gifts for you guys. It's called the Balanced Beautiful Bundle. The first gift and the most valuable is a digital copy of my book, How to Make a 6-Figure Income Working Part-Time. You'll get 21 affirmations for creating amazing abundance and all 7 pillars of life in that book. The second pillar of abundance is that life-changing journal that I've done every day for 30 years. And I promise you, if you write in those journal prompts every day for 10 days, you will have a miracle show up in your life. So I challenge all of you guys to get that journal, write those journal prompts out for 10 days in a row, and I promise you, you'll have a drastic shift in your life. The third gift is Ageless Beauty Tips. I believe women are beautiful at every age, and we should be celebrated and radiant and feminine at every age. And there are some amazing ageless beauty tips. And then the fourth gift in that bundle is just a gentle reminder to journal, because we all forget. So you can set it up where you get a gentle reminder to journal. And those are the four gifts that you guys are getting from me. And I'm so excited to hear how it all goes with the journaling and the affirmations.
How powerful and how perfect to close this event to receive all of that abundance. So make sure you tap on that link and grab that. That's the benefit of being live, is you get all of the free gifts, right? Because it is a huge commitment to be here. So I already want to honor you. I love, Rebecca, that you said, you know, it's just the 5% that will even show up. So many people want success, but they won't do what is required in order to achieve it. And all of us, we have crazy stories of what we did, you know? And so, you know, it takes a certain characteristic. So thank you for modeling that. Thank you for being here. It's so great to have you again.
Yes, it's so great to be here. It's so great to collaborate with you and great meeting all you ladies. I think someone had their hand raised. Did you have a question, Nina?
If you pop it in the chat, we don't have time. We're right at time. No, but yeah, if they pop it in the chat, then Rebecca, if you have a minute to help somebody, that'd be awesome. Thank you so much. Awesome.
Watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. I'm unstoppable, touch the sky. Level up, yeah, this is the